Is S2506, the towns at Channel Point.
This is a final site plan for the towns at Channel Point for the construction of a development consisting of 20 proposed villa-style townhomes on feasible lots, private streets, stormwater management, trees and landscaping, and related amenities to include a tower, in-ground pool, and associated parking. The commission may recall that at their meeting of Wednesday, June 18, 2025, that its determination was that including proposed gates as part of the town's project and the Channel Point subdivision was a substantial change intent of the original plat pursuant to Section 9913B of the Sussex County Code, which would require the middle of a new application and public hearing. The applicant has chosen to remove the proposed gates, which align the project as approved through conditional use number 2368. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and the west side of Bennett Avenue, approximately 200 feet west of Deer Run Road, that's County Road 388 in Selbyville, Delaware. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 20, Parcels 22, 20.02, and a portion of parcel 20. The zoning is medium density residential district, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chairman, I move we approve the final site plan for site plan 2506, the towns at Channel Point.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S2506, the towns at Channel Point. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Next is 2017-02, Woodfield Preserve Expansion.
This is a revised landscape plan for the Woodfield expansion, which consists of a 36-lot extension to an existing cluster subdivision. A buffer inspection was performed by the Department of Planning and Zoning on Monday, May 18, 2025, in which staff observed that a portion of the required forested/landscape buffer appears to have been removed. The westernmost portion of the subject property required to contain 50 feet of existing trees to remain appears to have had trees removed by the adjacent property owner of the Rookery Golf Course in order to accommodate a now existing golf cart path. In response to the Department of Planning and Zoning's written request for a revised landscape plan demonstrating compliance with the conditions of approval and code provisions, the applicant has submitted a revised landscape plan for review by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Staff note that the plan consists of approximately 35% evergreen trees and 65% deciduous trees, with slightly more, 5% more evergreen trees, and slightly less, 5% less deciduous trees than currently required under code. Staff request that the commission make a determination as to whether the submitted plan is acceptable for approval as a revised landscape plan reflecting the current conditions on the westernmost side of the property. Aside from the mix of trees provided, the plans otherwise appear to comply with current code requirements and all related conditions of approval for the subdivision. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 87, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Thank you. So was there some rationale for them not meeting the requirement that's in code?
I was not furnished with.
I'm happy to assist with this, Ms. Collins. So essentially during implementation of the forested buffer, there was some cutting of some trees. It was drawn to staff's attention. We sent one of our inspectors out, and it appears that the cutting was actually on the eastern side. So if you look at the north arrow, east is southeast side is over here. The cutting was in this area over here where there's a golf cart path. And essentially, it was drawn to our attention that, hey, the buffer, the existing mature trees are not capable of being utilized as the buffer, and additional plantings were required. We agreed with that, and the applicant's engineer agreed to submit this plan showing how the planting is proposed to work. You can see that the golf cart path is to be retained, but the required numbers of trees are also to be planted. So, because it's a revised plan, it has to come back to the commission because the original plan said they were going to use existing mature trees to serve as the buffer. So in a nutshell, that's why it's here. So,
okay. But they're the mix of deciduous versus evergreen being off by effectively 10%, right?
Correct. And that we were not furnished with any documentation regarding that.
So I mean, it seems like a fairly insignificant reason to deny it.
And given the active sporting use adjacent, this may interplay into why the species changes are being proposed in this case.
Thoughts from my fellow commissioners?
I don't have a problem with it. Okay. And it wasn't their fault. The referee took the trees out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
Okay, so I move that we approve the revised landscape plan for Woodfield Preserve Expansion 2017-02.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the 2017-02 Woodfield Preserve expansion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
You oppose?
Yes.
Okay. Let the record show 4 yes and 1 no. Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is S25-49.
The next item on the agenda is S25-49 Fenwick Self-Storage.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of two self-storage facilities, each containing 4 stories and 57,214 square feet each, 9 parking spaces to include 1 ADA accessible space, related landscaping, and 2 loading spaces on 2 separate adjacent properties of land. The site currently houses the Longs Park Manufactured Home Park on parcel 57 and Gray's Trailer Court on parcel 56, which will be demolished and all manufactured homes removed in order to facilitate this project. The project site is also located to the southwest of the municipal boundary and incorporated town limits of the town of Fenwick Island. The properties are located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 20, 0.10 miles west of the intersection of Lighthouse Road, that's Route 20, and Coastal Highway Route 1, and consists of 1.26 acres more or less in Fenwick Island, Delaware. A waiver request to allow 9 proposed parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback has been received for review by the commission. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels District 134, Map 23.20, Parcel 56 and 57. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, including approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department related to the wellhead protection area on the properties.
Thank you.
Everybody okay with the parking and the setback?
They do have a lot of parking in the setback along 54 in that area.
Yeah, I'm okay with it then. Madam Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan and the request for the parking and the setback waiver for site plan 2549 Fenwick Self-Storage.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S25-49 Fenwick Self-Storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Was that with final by
final
staff?
By staff?
I just wanted
I'm
to
sorry.
Make sure. Thank
yes.
you.
Final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Next item is 2018-17 Tower Hill, formerly known as the Groom property.
This is a revised amenities plan for Tower Hill, a cluster subdivision for 292 single-family lots, which received final subdivision plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 27th, 2020. The original amenities plan for Tower Hill was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, July 10th, 2024, as part of a determination regarding condition H of the conditions of approval, which requires on-site amenities shall be divided so that equivalent, not necessarily the same amenities, shall be constructed on either side of Lynn Road. Specifically, this plan is for revisions to the types of amenities to be provided on the east side of Lynn Road, that's Sussex County Route 266A, from the previously approved open activity playfield area to a 7,200 square foot more or less athletic court, tennis and pickleball court, 240 square foot more or less of horseshoe courts, and 616 square foot more or less pavilion area. The property is located on a 0.57 acre parcel of land in the center of Shepherd Loop and the south side of Solomon Way within the existing Tower Hill Cluster subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 2. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval. And I will note that there was some supplementary information that was provided with regard to the building permits, as well as the certificates of occupancy that have been issued and how many lots appear to be developer controlled on that eastern side of the project.
Anybody have any questions about this one?
I don't.
No.
Okay. Then I move, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the 2018-17 Tower Hill, formerly known as the Groom Property Revised Amenities Plan.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the 2018-17 Tower Hill, formerly known as the Groom Property Revised Amenities Plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is lands of And a Mule Farm, LLC.
This is a minor subdivision plan and a lot line adjustment for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 5 will consist of 0.91 acre more or less. Lot 6 will consist of 1.053 acres more or less. The residual lands will contain 32.94 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Sam Lucas Road, Sussex County Road 256. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 20, Parcel 55. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Just a quick note on this for Mr. Allen's benefit and the commission and the public. I thought this would be a good opportunity because we've got four or five of these on today's agenda, and we usually have four or five of them on every agenda. When we see lands of, in this case, And a Mule, minor subdivision plan off a proposed easement, those are minor subdivisions that aren't required to go to public hearing because they're minor. That's five lots or less off either a state road or an easement, as we see in this case. They come to the commission after there's been a preliminary staff review by them. They come to the commission to get acted on by the commission. There's not a public hearing because our code does not require it. If you all act favorably upon it, then they would finalize the survey, do some additional work that's required at the engineering level, come back separate from us to staff and get approved and get recorded. You have a couple of options on these. Obviously, they are to approve it. I will say that for the most part, if they get in front of us on an agenda, they've been vetted by staff, so they comply with the lot size requirements, the frontage requirements, setback requirements, that sort of thing. But you also have the ability, if there's a concern or it may impact other property owners or what have you that's legitimate enough, to deny it and require it to go to a public hearing, which has happened a time or two. But for the most part, these come to the commission because they have been vetted, and it's more administrative on these minor subdivisions. Now, I will say, though, there's a how many lot limit before you have to go to a public hearing.
So any more than five in any calendar year automatically, or any more than four off an easement?
Yeah, right. So you reach a certain threshold, and if you're adding one more, you may have to go to a public hearing because you've already had enough of them. So anyhow, but you're going to see, Mr. Allen, a bunch of these on every agenda, and I just wanted to explain the difference for you and also maybe the public who's watching, why there's a subdivision on here that's not going to public hearing, but that's because it's a minor subdivision and our code doesn't require it.
Did you also want to mention that we always require the shared use for the...
Yeah, and that's true. Now, that's one thing, too. Like on this first one, you can see there's a driveway that's a cul-de-sac that serves... there's the lot that's on the county road, but then there's two lots behind it. One of the things that goes without saying is that on each application is that county staff at the time that it approves the final signed and sealed survey for recording is going to make sure that either on that survey or in a separate document, there's a shared driveway agreement in place to make sure that the maintenance of that driveway is handled in perpetuity. Because a lot of times, you know, we'll have folks come in and, well, we're all family, we'll get along great. But ultimately, you know, somebody else may own one of those lots and you need to take care of getting that maintenance agreement done up front. But again, the other thing that you'll also see is we don't require, like we do on major subdivisions, the buffer requirements, they're exempted from these. Lot grading, we typically waive because the lots a lot of times are larger than requirement than required, and also the county street design requirements, because we're not requiring them to put gutters and, you know, pavement and all the sub-base and everything else for essentially what's a driveway. But those are all sort of baked into the review that staff does before it gets to here.
So. Thank you for all that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Sorry to take a little extra time, but I thought it'd be helpful.
Yes, it is.
You do have all necessary. It's like a preliminary final. Yep. I'd like to move for approval for a preliminary and final on lands of Anda Mule Farm LLC minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement and a lot line adjustment.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and second to approve the lands of Anda Mule Farm LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Next item is Lands of Harvest Tide Farm LLC, Maureen Coleman, minor subdivision plan off an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands will contain 2.13 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Champion Lane, a private road approximately 375 feet northeast of Mile Stretch Road, Sussex County Road 590. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes in the tax parcel is District 530, Map 9, Parcel 42. Zoning is GR General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approval of Lands of Harvest Tide Farm LLC, Maureen Coleman, of a minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement upon receipt of all agency approvals and final by staff.
Okay, thank you.
A second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Harvest Tide Farm LLC, Maureen Coleman, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is Lands of Sweet Meadow Riding Academy, Shelley Lynn Wright.
It's a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 0.47 acre more or less, and the residual lands will contain 4.34 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Deer Run Road, Sussex County Road 388. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 27.04. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chairman, I move to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement for lands of Sweet Meadow Riding Academy, Shelley Lynn Wright, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Sweet Meadow Riding Academy, Shelley Lynn Wright, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is lands of John D. and Donna Workman.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot four will consist of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 60.71 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northwest side of Maple Branch Road, Sussex County Road 593. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 135, Map 3, Parcel 1. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approvals of the lands of John D. and Donna Workman, a minor subdivision plan off of a existing 50-foot easement upon all agency approvals and final upon staff.
Okay, it's been, oops, I'm sorry.
I second.
Jumping. It's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of John D. and Donna Workman with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.